The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
It's Culinary Corner time now. We are going to be talking about the book called Eat Great, Lose Weight, Easy, Healthy Recipes That You'll Actually Want to Eat. Welcome to the show, the author, Jess Hawkins.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining me. And first of all, Jess, I want to congratulate you because this book is literally just out a few days ago.
It is. Yeah, it came out on the 2nd, which is still utterly surreal and exciting.
I'm sure. Is it your first book?
It is, yeah, it's my first book. So I'm very much in a little book bubble at the moment. It's all just very new and exciting.
I'm sure. Good for you. So how did it all start for you then?
So it started back in sort of 2020. I started my Instagram page basically as a sort of form of accountability for myself. It was something for me to track my own personal weight loss journey. So I was sort of posting things, you know, like what I was eating that day, gym sessions, that sort of thing. And then it all sort of grew very naturally. I just ended up posting the recipes of the meals that I was sharing. And then, yeah, flash forward to now, it sort of snowballed. And by some miracle, I get to call this a job. So, yeah, it's all sort of happened almost without me knowing.
I think COVID was obviously a horrible time, but it has created so many authors and stars, you know. People sort of found themselves, I think, during COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the time I was working in recruitment. So I was sort of doing, you know, finding people jobs, you know, looking at CVs every day. And I can't say it was the job that filled me with great passion. So I sort of found this by accident. I've always loved food. So, yeah, it all just happened perfectly. It all kind of fell into place. And, you know, COVID gave everyone that opportunity. You know, we had a bit of time to stop and find social media, the positives of social media. It was nice.
Yeah, so. I agree. Now, I was reading that the recipes are 600 calories per serving, so that's obviously going to help people to lose weight. But doesn't that sort of mean you're skimping on flavour and it's a bit restrictive?
No, absolutely not. I feel that the whole point of Eat Great, Lose Weight was to sort of dispel the rumours that you had to feel restricted when eating low calorie foods. That was the big thing for me. So, you know, like on the front cover of the book, we have a double cheeseburger sort of pride of place right at the front.
Nice.
You know, we've got a chapter on fakeaways. So you've got stuff, you've got pizzas, you've got donuts, you've got all of the things, the foods that you would love. So for me, it's about getting the message out there that with a few little ingredient tweaks, you never need to cut out any foods that you love or feel like you're being restricted in terms of flavour. It's all delicious food that just happens to be calorie friendly at the same time.
So if you're doing a little bit of food swapping, a bit of tweaking, as you say, does that make it more expensive and harder to find the ingredients?
Not necessarily. I think especially in terms of ease of finding the ingredients, supermarkets now have such a different and vast range. So, you know, it's little things like instead of getting full fat cream cheese, getting the lighter version or buying the reduced fat cheddar and things like that. So it's just little mindful swaps or using like a spray of olive oil instead of, you know, drizzling it over, that kind of thing. So it tends to be quite accessible now. And all of the ingredients that I've used in the books are things that aren't complicated, because I think that's something that a lot of recipe books and diet books in particular can fall into the trap of highly expensive ingredients that you wouldn't really use more than just for one recipe. So I've tried to use staple ingredients that are easily accessible.
Yeah, good idea. You can get that spray light now, can't you, instead of using lots of oil. That's really good, actually.
It's really convenient because oil is great and it tastes amazing, but unfortunately it is high in calories. So if you are trying to make tweaks, being able to have something that just means you can still get the level of crispness and, you know, that you would want, you know, say if you're making wedges, etc., without the extra calories, the spray oils are, yeah, it's a godsend.
Yeah, indeed. Well, there are over 100 nutritious approved recipes for, including breakfast, lunch and dinner. I always ask my Culinary Corner guests, and I'm a bit concerned because this is a lose weight book. What about desserts?
Oh, no, don't worry. As I say, there's no restriction in this. We've got a whole chapter on puddings and sweet treats because, you know, I never want anyone to feel that they can't have a dessert. Life is way too short to not have a delicious pudding. So we've got things like Biscoff cheesecake. We have apple crumble. As I said, mentioned before, the donuts, sticky toffee pudding as well.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's all of your kind of classic, you know, things that everybody loves, just with a few simple tweaks so you can work them into a deficit.
And I know lots of people have got these air fryers now. I know a lot of people have them for Christmas. So do you cover them in the book for recipes?
We do. Yeah. So there's a wide range. So there are recipes that are specifically just for the air fryer. We also have slow cooker recipes as well, because I know that a lot of people have turned to slow cookers because they're a lot more economical to cook with as well. Same with the air fryer. So, yeah, we've got a real range of recipes in there so people can get full use out of their Christmas air fryers.
And I was reading that you've got food tracking barcodes. What's that?
Yes. So one of the things I found personally when I was starting my weight loss journey was that it was a real hassle to input every single ingredient into sort of the weight loss calorie tracking apps. It could take a really long time. So for each recipe, there's a barcode that you can scan and it will automatically input all of the calories, you know, all of the macros and things directly into your app. So it saves so much time and you know exactly, you know, what you're eating at each point. So, yeah, I was very insistent that they are in there because it just makes a lot less hassle.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea. Now, one of the recipes in the book is a tuna melt bagel, which sounds full of calories, yes, but apparently it's not. So you're going to tell us how to make it.
I am. So, yeah, these are one of my favourite recipes ever. When I shared them on social media, I think they got something stupid, like about 10 million views, which was absolutely insane. But so it's very, very simple. You make your tuna filling, so sort of your tuna, sweet corn, spring onions, some light mayonnaise, and some Greek yogurt as well, which is a really good secret ingredient for adding extra protein without too many calories. So you add all of those together. You can customize the filling as well, so you could add some sort of jalapenos or some hot sauce if you like it spicy, or, you know, some extra veggies, so you could add some diced red pepper or some celery. So you make up the filling and then you'd simply divide it between the two halves of your bagel. Make sure you press it down, top with some nice mozzarella, or you could even use cheddar. And then going back to air fryers, you then air fry them. So you pop them in for about 6 to 8 minutes until they're all crispy and golden and bubbling. And then you have your sort of 10-minute lunch all done and ready.
Simple as that. Can you do it if you haven't got an air fryer? Can you do it another way?
Absolutely. You can just pop it under a hot grill just to make sure the cheese melts. So it's very easy. And also the filling's preppable as well, which I think a lot of people find really handy because, you know, everyone's time poor, aren't they?
So you can make
the filling a few days in advance and then pop it on top of your bagels or have it on a jacket potato or whatever. So it's really really handy just to have in the fridge as well.
Great stuff. Well, you've done so well with your community. You've got over 400,000 followers, so well done on that.
Thank you.
If people want to find you on Instagram or TikTok or wherever, what should they look for?
So if you look for recipes with Jess, I should pop up. There is an underscore between the recipes with and the Jess, but if you just type in recipes with, I should hopefully pop up for people to follow, which would be so lovely.
Ah, wonderful. Well done, you. Well, I'll just tell our listeners that the book, once again, is called Eat Great, Lose Weight, and it's by Jess Hawkins, who we're chatting to now, and it is out now. Perfect time, January 2025, to start your weight loss journey. Thank you so much, Jess, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.